So Mike, 14 seasons, you still let get going a little bit for this opening week every year?
No, it's boring.
Yeah?
Yeah, disappointed I'm here. No, it's enjoyable. It's something you look forward to every year. And you've been working throughout the off season, and obviously the OTA, summer camp, and you get a chance to see your team and life situations. We've got a lot of young players, and Monday night, looking forward to it. Well, I don't think Brandon will dictate the complication of our game plan. We've got some young players, so might not be as deep as it normally is, but we've got enough to show up and play. Well, he hasn't played a lot, so we haven't seen a lot of, watched a lot on film. He's had one game as a starter, and he's played in four other games. Like all young quarterbacks, it's a growing process. But we know how talented he is, being the first pick of the draft, and everybody knows his size, his arm strength, being a number one pick. So he's got a big, big upside, and he's got a good supporting cast around him.
How much do you think that being out for almost the whole season, or most of the season last year, is?
Well, I don't know if he's out for most of the season. You know, he was practicing the whole season, so that's sometimes it's better than actually playing. If you get some good reps in practice and you get a chance to grow with an offensive system. But he played enough to feel, I would think, somewhat confident with their system, and played extremely well when he did have the one start against San Diego. And hopefully, he doesn't play that well Monday night.
When you look at the Darren McFadden on tape, how impressive is he? Anybody
played
against?
He's averaged over 5 yards a carry, I think 5.4, and he's had a good preseason. They've given him a lot of reps, and he's a weapon. He's got great speed, and everybody knows what he did in college, and he's going to try to do that at the pro level. They're very coordinated, their offensive line. They went from 29th in the NFL in 2006 to 6th in 2007. That's a big, big jump. There's no other team that made that type of jump, and they're running the zone blocking scheme very, very well, and got a lot of confidence in it, and very well coordinated. So he's going to a system that gives him a chance.
Mike has always said you wanted to win the Super Bowl, the goal to win the Super Bowl every year. With the team flying a little bit under the national radar this year, does that motivate you a little bit that maybe people aren't as high on you as they are on all the sexy, trendy teams like the Colts, the Pats, and the Chargers, et cetera?
No, we understand. We understand why they are. When you take a look at where we were at last year, both offensively and defensively and special teams, why would they pick us? So we've got to go out there and prove ourselves each week. We're a young football team that's got to go out and get it done. And if you win games, then you get the attention that you deserve.
Mike, you've said before that professional athletes don't need motivation, extra motivation. Monday night in Oakland to start the season, does it add a little bit to it?
No, it is. First game of the season is always big, especially the AFC West on the road Monday night, like you just mentioned. It's a big first game for us. And get a chance to showcase our team on national television, AFC West, and something you look forward to.
When you look at Tony Scheffler and Jackson, how close are they in switching back and forth in spots? Looks like they flop spots in the depth chart a little bit.
Well, they're both football players, and, you got guys that are very competitive. We've got three tight ends that can play, and it's a good weapon to have. You could go in the game plan with a three tight end set, a two tight end set, and not skip a beat. Not very many teams have the luxury to have three tight ends like we do, and all three will dress and all three will play.
How much has Tony come along with his blocking?
Tony's done a good job. He's improved every year, and he's not at the level of Daniel Graham, but he's improved drastically from when he first started. No, it doesn't dissipate at all.
Feelings are still the same today as they were the day you became the coach here and first played them?
Yeah, when I said it doesn't dissipate at all, that's what that means. You're welcome. Okay. Might as well get it fired up.